In the Taji area, Al-Qaeda blew up schools like this one, and a hospital, and this bridge that carries traffic across a large canal got blown up twice. Tribal leader Sheikh Nadim Hatim al-Sultan al-Tamimi decided Al-Qaeda and his foreign fighters had gone too far when they set off a car bomb with horrifying results.
When they saw the kids who got killed, or the women who got killed, or the old men who got killed, a lot of people, they wake up and they see what Al-Qaeda do in Iraq.
The Sheikh and other local leaders say tribes in the Taji area, both Sunni and Shiite, are cooperating with the Iraqi government and U.S. forces, offering information and support. And hundreds of men from various Iraqi tribes have volunteered to join neighborhood watch groups, man checkpoints, and look out for strangers. Iraqi Police Colonel Sabah Wahid says the new attitude and the wave of volunteers have cut violence in the area significantly.
A year ago, we were in a bad situation. We had a lot of militias and sectarian friction between Sunni and Shiite.
U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Pete Andrzejak says winning support from tribes has cut violence and made it possible to make progress toward restarting the economy. Colonel Andrzejak's 1st Brigade of the 1st Cavalry Division operates in the Taji area.
So people were opening up their business. The markets were opening back up. I know people were looking for other opportunities to go and work. Contractors weren't as afraid to come to work anymore.
The improved security situation allowed work to resume on a generating plant needed to bolster Iraq's blackout-prone electric supply. Chief Engineer Mohammed Mohammedine says terrorist threats against the plant staff and an attack on his predecessor caused major delays.
Thanks be to God, the project has recovered after 10 months of suspension because of the security situation. The previous project manager was assassinated here in the plant.
The plant is now moving closer to completion, but the area is still a long way from recovery. This furniture factory could employ 1,000 people, but erratic electric power and security worries mean it operates at a tiny fraction of capacity. Government officials have paid to improve the facility and hope it will again be a significant source of jobs. U.S. troops are working with civilian experts and local officials to improve the delivery of basic services. The Americans say a robust local government could become a good source of municipal jobs. The Americans and many others see good jobs as a key step toward a stable future here in Iraq. Jim Randall, VOA News, Taji.